You are listening to Hillary Topper On Air, the small business podcast to help you grow both personally and professionally. And now, here's your host, Hillary Topper.
What makes the Chicago Triathlon a unique and challenging race compared to other triathlons around the world? I'm Hillary Topper, and this is Hillary Topper On Air, the Endurance Sports Edition. Today, I have the great pleasure of speaking with Allison Hubert Wilkinson, Senior Marketing Manager at Lifetime Athletic Events. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Thanks so much for having me, Hillary. It's great to be here.
So can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background?
Yeah, definitely. So I am currently the Senior Marketing Manager for Lifetime Athletic Events in the Chicago market. So we have four Chicago events that Lifetime produces. We have two half marathons, the Chicago Triathlon, and then a Turkey Trot. So I manage all marketing, communications, athlete experience, a little bit of everything for those events. I have always been into sports, and I played basketball through college. I got into running marathons right after college. Done quite a few marathons, half marathons, dabbled in a couple triathlons, but kind of got my start as a personal trainer. And then I worked for another running series where we produced events all over the country. And then I've been with Lifetime for about 3.5 years now. So it's a very rewarding career to be able to, you know, see those athletes cross the finish line and really fulfill their dreams and their goals.
So let's talk about the Chicago Triathlon. What are different distances, and which is the most popular?
Yeah, there's really something for everyone at the Chicago Triathlon. So kids as low as 7 years old can participate, all the way up to, you know, any age. We really have something for everyone. So for the adults, we have a super sprint is the shortest distance, all the way up to our triple challenge, which actually involves doing three triathlons within one weekend. So we have the super sprint triathlon, which takes place on Saturday of race weekend. And then on Sunday, we have the sprint distance and the international distance. We have relays available for all of our distances, including the kids races, super sprint, sprint, international. The triple challenge is ambitious athletes who are looking to do the sprint on Saturday, then they do the super sprint on Saturday, and then they do both the international and the sprint distance on Sunday. So they're doing three triathlons. We have even a divvy. If anyone's familiar with the divvy bikes in Chicago, it's the rental bikes. So you don't even need to own a bike to be able to participate. We have a divvy division in our super sprint race. And then, like I said, we have relays. So if someone is maybe into one of the disciplines and has a couple friends, there's really low barrier to entry to get into the Chicago Triathlon.
Talk to us about the different distances of each, the super sprint, the sprint, and the international.
Yeah, the super sprint takes place at Foster Beach, which is a little north of downtown Chicago. So the swim is 0.23 miles. The bike is 6.2 miles, and the run is 1.5 miles. So it's totaling just under 8 miles. That's a great way to get into the sport. The water tends to be, pretty shallow up at Foster Beach. So even for people who may be a little intimidated by the water, there's always the opportunity kind of to stand up. There's lifeguards, there's kayakers, there's plenty of support in the water. But that is our shortest distance that takes place Saturday. And then the sprint distance, it's 0.47 miles of a swim, 15 miles of biking, and then a 5K, so 3.1 miles in the run. And then the international, also known as the Olympic distance, is 0.93 miles, so just under 1 mile for the swim, 24.8 miles on the bike, and then a 10K, so 6.2 miles to finish it off. And those, the sprint and the super sprint, start and finish in Grant Park. So it's right in the heart of downtown Chicago. It's a beautiful, beautiful backdrop. It's a really cool urban feeling in the triathlon.
So for me, I've always wanted to do the Chicago Triathlon ever since I started triathlons, and I'm signed up for this year. So I'm really excited. And the one thing that I thought was really, well, there's two things. One is the jumping into the Lake Michigan, which I'm super psyched about. And the other thing is that it's all part, you know, it all takes place in Chicago. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. The swim, like you said, jumping into Lake Michigan and taking off, it's beautiful. The sun is, you know, just rising over the water as the race kicks off. So it's usually just a beautiful morning watching the sunrise there. We have our athletes kind of stage in the water. So you're kind of hanging out, then you will swim south towards like the museum campus. So you'll have, you know, Buckingham Fountain on your right, Grant Park on your right. You're going down towards the museums and then coming back. From there, you will head off to the transition area, which is just on the north side of Grant Park. The bike course is really cool. You have access to some parts of the city that normally the public does not have access to. Some of the bike course is like, if anyone's familiar, like Lower Wacker. So Chicago has Upper Wacker, Lower Wacker. So you're kind of in the underbelly of the city. I know some of the Batman movies were filmed there, so we like to refer to them as the Bat Caves. But a really cool experience, kind of being in parts of the city that you normally wouldn't get access to. You're right in the heart of downtown. And then the run course along the lake, it's right there. You have views of skyline, the water, hopefully some nice cool breezes coming off the water. But it really is a unique event that it is all takes place in the heart of downtown Chicago. It's one of the largest urban triathlons. So just a really cool experience. You get to see so many unique parts of Chicago. Lots of really great views.
So talk to me a little bit about the training strategies for this race.
Yeah, kind of depending on your distance, whether you're doing the shorter super sprint or up to the triple challenge, most training will kick off in May or June, depending on your distance. We definitely recommend, you know, getting out into the open water. A lot of people will train in a pool, but we recommend, and that's totally fine, but just a few times getting out into the water, just getting used to the feel of the water. We do have, if you're local to Chicago, we have open water swim clinics. There will be four of them this year leading up to race day. So there's coaches, lifeguards, a social opportunity to kind of meet and mingle with other triathletes, but it's a great way to really start getting a feel for what the open water is like. And then I would recommend, you know, making sure you're combining the three disciplines together. A lot of times, like, you know, these days you'll do swim, these days you'll bike, these days you'll do a run. So making sure that you are practicing the two or three together so your body can get used to those transitions. We have a couple training plans available on our website. So if you are new and looking to get into the sport, we do have some training plans on our website. We also, we usually see quite a few first-time triathletes at this event. So usually 30% of the field is our first-timers. So a really big number. It's a great event to like really introduce yourself to the sport. We have a first-timers program. It kicks off in the second week of May. It's a six-week series. And this is free to participate in if you're a first-timer and you're registered for the event. So all the clinics are virtual. So it'll be six sessions kind of taking you through everything you need to know, starting with no knowledge. It's a great program to really get into the sport. We have coaches, we have a Facebook group where there's lots of questions or people getting together to go for a swim. A lot of people, you know, make friends and stay friends through the program. So it's a great opportunity to get into if you've never done a triathlon before.
Cool. Now, that's really cool because that's very unusual. No, I never heard of that before. So that's really, really cool about what you've got going. Are there any special requirements to participating in this, or is this just open to everybody?
It is open to everyone. No special requirements. You know, we do have, you know, specific rules that we ask our athletes to follow. We have at our expo, which is the 2 days leading up to race weekend, we have an athlete briefing that all athletes are required to attend. So it really kind of runs through everything you need to know, the course, the nuances of the specific event versus others. But I would recommend reviewing the race rules. And then there's a lot of information on our website, but no requirements. You don't have to have done a triathlon, any sort of like time requirements, anything like that. We are open to all.
Wow, that's great. So before we move on, I just have to say that I'm so appreciative of our sponsor and must take the time out to thank him. Please support our sponsor and tell them that you heard about them on Hillary Topper on Air. Special thanks to Boldfoot Socks, a family and veteran-owned American-sewn, American-grown sock company. Now back to you, Allison. So we're talking about the Chicago Triathlon. Could you talk a little bit about the course? Are there any challenging portions of the course for the international distance?
Oh, good question. The course itself is fairly flat. So nothing really comes to mind of, you know, anything that's really challenging. Yeah, it's a pretty doable flat course. I haven't personally participated before. I've only been working at the event. But from what I hear from triathletes, it's on the spectrum of challenging or easy. It's I would say more on the like flat, fast, easy side.
Cool. And how is the Chicago Triathlon timed and how are the winners determined?
So it is timed. Everyone has a chip. So that you will have a timing chip on your ankle for the swim portion. So everything is timed via, everyone has their own personal time. And then winners are calculated by overall fastest. So we have a lot of different waves starting. So let's say, you know, someone's in the first wave, that first person to cross the finish line is not necessarily like the overall winner, let's say, of like, of their age group. So it really kind of depends on the other waves. So we really look at that chip timing of each individual person.
Cool. And the temperature of the water, how cold is it? And are wetsuits legal?
Yes, it is late August in Chicago. So I would say the water is probably the warmest that it is all year. Wetsuits are legal up to a certain temperature. And in the past, as far back as I can remember, we've never reached that threshold of the temperature being too high where wetsuits are not allowed. That being said, you know, don't quote me on that. We usually, the week of the race, we'll check the temperature multiple times and keep athletes informed on social media and our website. But wetsuits are allowed, assuming the temperature is below that threshold. Right. I want to say it's 70, I'll have to look it up. I want to say it's 78.1. But we'll definitely keep athletes informed of that. I know a lot of people, some people choose not to wear a wetsuit. Some people will wear like the short suit. Some people wear a full wetsuit. It's really up to that person's comfort level.
Okay. And could you talk about some of the notable past winners of the Chicago Triathlon?
Ooh, good question. We, in the last couple of years, haven't had a big like professional, it's not a big professional race, really, the Chicago event. We've really focused on, inclusivity and making it open for everyone. So there hasn't really been a big focus on the professional triathletes at this event. So usually, you know, we'll have a local gentleman from Indiana has won the last couple years in a row. But not a whole lot of big professional triathlete names. I would say we're a little more focused on the everyday athlete.
I love that. That's awesome. And what about volunteer opportunities? Do you have any?
Yes, we have lots of opportunities to get involved volunteering. So anywhere from the expo leading up to race day. So even if you're participating, you can volunteer at the expo. Plenty of race day opportunities, whether it be swim start, transition, the finish line, the start line, you know, anything from handing out water, handing out medals, cheering athletes on. There's lots of opportunities. So we're very thankful for our volunteers.
And can we talk a little bit about the support on the course, such as aid stations, medical assistance, lifeguards?
Yes, lots of support everywhere you look. We'll start with the swim. We have Chicago Park District lifeguards that are all spread throughout. We have kayakers out there. We have, there's a police boat presence, fire. There's a lot of support along the swim. There's even, we're pretty close to the wall, the barrier, I guess, between the water and then the land. So if you're feeling like you want to take a little break, it's totally okay to step over, grab onto the wall for a little bit, go back out for the swim. So lots of support on the swim, medical and aid stations all along the bike course and the run course, including at transition. There's, water and medical aid available, as well as the finish line. So we have a very robust medical program available for any support that's needed, and lots of water stations and support along the course.
How warm is it in Chicago at that point?
It really depends. You think late August in Chicago, it's going to be really hot, but we've actually lucked out the last couple years with some very mild for late August temperatures. A couple of years ago, it was overcast, so it was perfect, really, for racing. But it really depends. I mean, it's Chicago, and the weather is a little volatile. But as we're in spring right now, and it was snowing yesterday and 80 a couple weeks ago. But it's a beautiful time of year in Chicago. There's no better time to be in the city. It's a great opportunity to come in, do the race, see the city, and then also, so much to do any given weekend in Chicago.
And there's so much good food in Chicago.
Oh, yes. Yes. We could talk about that for an hour.
Exactly. So talk to me just a little bit about how the Chicago Triathlon evolved over the years and what changes have been made to improve the event.
Yeah, this is the 40th year of the Chicago Triathlon, so a big anniversary year. I've been around for a little over 3 years. I don't have a ton of history going back, but the open water swim clinics and the first timers program were added, 7-8 years ago. So adding those two features really helped boost the event and really helped us get a wide range of people coming into the Chicago Triathlon. So it's really seen growth over the years, as the sport of triathlon has kind of, been stagnant growth-wise. The Chicago Triathlon has grown. But really we're all about looking for new opportunities to bring in corporate teams, to bring in charities. We have quite a few charities, quite a few triathlon clubs from all over the country coming in. It really is a destination event. But we're always looking for ways to improve year over year. So, yeah.
Cool. So tell people how they can get in touch with you and learn more about the Chicago Triathlon.
Yeah, the best place to go is our website, chicagotriathlon.com. We also have social media at Chicago Tri on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Those are the best places to find us. There is a contact button on our website. So any questions, feel free to reach out via that form. But a lot of details on this event with so many different distances, so many age ranges, so much programming leading up to the race. There's a lot of info on the website. So anything you're looking for should be on there. And if, you know, there's another question or something you're not seeing, feel free to send us an email.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Allison, for being on the show. I also want to thank our sponsor once more, Boldfoot Socks, a family and veteran-owned American-sewn, American-grown sock company. For more information, visit boldfoot.com. I'd also like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. If you want more information on this show or any other show, visit us at hillarytopper.com, or you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, even Amazon Alexa. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.